This is the Brit Lit Podcast with dramatic readings and dialogues from British literature.
Welcome back to our second installment of Beowulf Soundtracks. You are in for a treat today. We have a couple of groups presenting. I don't know quite the proper word for it, but I think an interesting rendition of a Justin Timberlake song will be performed, as well as a show-stopping number, a remake of Rihanna's Unforgettable. It's priceless, I'll just say that. So without further ado, we will pass on a couple of soundtrack presentations. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Austin Huffman.
I'm Olivia Grimm.
And I'm Ashley White.
And we're here to talk about our soundtrack to the movie Beowulf and to hear more about the soundtrack to the motion picture Beowulf and Grendel is Olivia.
Okay, so what we've got here in the soundtrack is a whole lot of different genres of music mixed together. And surprisingly, it actually sounds pretty decent considering that we've got like stuff like hip-hop, rock, some rap, things like that. So one of the songs we've got on here is Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, which is pretty intense because it intones perfectly the attitude and the overall insanity that the character depicts as Grendel. It's Grendel's mother. So Ashley can talk to you a little bit more.
We also have songs such as Killing Back, which describes Grendel's ferociousness throughout the movie. And we also have a Monster Lady, which is by Marilyn Manson, which describes the Monster Lady.
Yeah, Grendel's mom in essence.
Yes. And we also have...
We have Hero by Nickelback, which intones almost perfectly just exactly Beowulf's, like, what he's trying to do, what his purpose is when he comes to Denmark to help save the Danes. And we have also by Blue October, Into the Lair, which describes Beowulf's, when he goes into the lake to go fight Grendel and his mom, you know, what all he faces there and what it's like, things like that.
And then we have Violence by Blink-182, which is the overall theme of the movie.
It's pretty bloody.
Yes.
Everywhere. So, and our last one we have rolling with the credits is Unstoppable by The Calling, because it seems to just pretty much say, you know, even though he just got pretty injured and killed by a dragon, that overall he was unstoppable. So, it's just one of those nice wrap-up songs, so...
And now to read one of our songs, Killing Back, is Austin Huffman.
I'm bringing killing back. The
yep.
Mother geese don't know how to act.
Yep. Think you're safe, but look behind your back.
Yep.
So turn around and I'll just slice your neck.
Yep.
Take him to the ground.
Come here, boy.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
Don't turn your back.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
Kill the geats.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
Let me see what you're killing with.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
Get them in their sleep.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
You make me crazy.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
Go ahead, geet.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
And get your killing on.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
Get your killing on.
Go ahead, be dead with it.
I'm bringing killing back.
Yep.
The mother geese don't know how to act.
Yep.
Come let me make up for the things you lack.
Yep.
Cause you're waking up, I gotta kill fast.
Yep. Take him to the ground.
All right, so that about wraps up our, you know, little compilation album for Beowulf and Grendel. So here to take us out with a last note is Austin Huffman.
All right, see you guys later.
Beowulf soundtrack is basically just some compiled songs by artists Rochelle Buckner, Elijah Hall, Stephanie Hahn, and Taylor Hazelwood. And each song basically describes the overall theme or themes of each person in Beowulf the story.
Well, one of the songs in there is Haunted, and it is the theme of the setting where Grendel is haunting all the men in the story, and then it gets turned around where Beowulf is haunting Grendel. He's haunting Grendel's mother and also the dragon at the end of the story. My Last Breath is by Evanescence, and I changed the words. It's where Beowulf is dying at the end of the book, where he got slayed by, or kind of was dying from the dragon's hit. And he's telling his people not to worry that he's dying, that they can just remember him.
The next song on there is The World's Greatest, which is the opening track, because this is talks about when Beowulf defeated Grendel. He became very prideful. So among the geeks, he became known as the world's greatest. And then the next track is Grendel Must Die. This is a song, it's Beowulf's theme that he's writing towards Grendel, how he's talking about Grendel's going to die, and he's going to protect the Danes from Grendel, and everything's going to be okay. And then the next one is Killing Back, which is written by Grendel, and he's just talking about how he brought Killing back, and other killers don't know how to kill as good as him because he kills in a gruesome way.
Another song on the album is taken from Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal, but it has been cleverly revised by Elijah Hall to Strong Warrior. And in this song, it talks about how Beowulf and Grendel have their little, you know, tussle at the med hall, and it the choppy, like, just kind of rhythm of the verses and stuff, it kind of helps stress the like intensity of the whole scene. And so I thought it was a good song, and well, you just have to check it out because the lyrics are pretty much awesome. So
Crazy by Gnarls Barkley was chosen as the theme for Grendel's mother, basically because of her rage that she had over her son Grendel's death. Yeah, so after she found out that her son was killed, she stormed him to the Harrit, or Med Hall, to seek revenge for her son's death, basically. So this song pretty much describes her pretty well, because she's crazy. And, okay, this next song, I'm not going to lie, this was very fun to do. It was Unfaithful by Rihanna, very well-known hit. I reworded this just a little bit to fit the character of Beowulf. I started off by changing the title from Unfaithful to Unstoppable, referring to Beowulf the hero. As I sing this song, you will better understand why I chose it. It basically says how much he enjoys killing and being on top. Story of my life, killing in the night, and it keeps exciting me. Pleasure in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really loves my company. He's more than a monster, and this is more than a job, the reason that the blood is red. The enemies are running out because I'm killing again, and to me they just are dead. And I know that they know I'm unstoppable, and it kills them inside to know that I am happy with their head by my side. I can see them dying. I want to kill
someone. I want to be the reason why.
Every time I walk out the med hall, I see them die a little more inside. I want to hurt them some more. I want to take away their lives. I want to be a killer. I feel it in the air as I'm killing me a bear, preparing for another thrill. A badge upon my vest, they're here reluctantly, as if I'm gonna be out late. I say I won't be long, just hanging with the Danes. A lie I didn't have to tell, because we both know where I'm about to go, and we know it very well. Cause I know that they know I'm unstoppable, and it kills them inside to know that I am happy with their head by my side. I can hear them dying. I wanna kill some more. I wanna be the reason why. Every time I walk out the med hall, I see them die a little more inside. I wanna hurt them some more. I wanna take away their lives. I wanna be
a killer. My fists, my strength, I might as well take a sword and put it to his head. Get it over with, I wanna do this some more. I wanna kill some more. I wanna be the reason why. Every time I walk out the med hall, I see them die a little more inside. I wanna hurt them some more. I wanna take away their life. I wanna be a killer.
Thank you all for listening so much to our little soundtrack of Beowulf. I hope you enjoyed it.
You've been listening to the Brit Lit Podcast, a production of Mr. Kirk's 12th grade British literature classes from Grapevine, Texas. Check us out on iTunes or visit the website at britlit.podomatic.com. Keep tuning in for more dramatic readings and dialogues.